Sales hold a rich, impactful history with societal significance. Trade has existed for millennia. Evidence of commerce in Southwest Asia dates back to 17,000 BC. Zhang Qian, an influential figure during the Han Dynasty under Emperor Wu, undertook significant trade expeditions in the 1st and 2nd centuries BC, spanning the Mediterranean and India. He established the Silk Road, a crucial trade route connecting the East and West. The maritime Silk Road began in the 2nd century BC, connecting Indonesia, India, and Arabia. Zheng He, a Chinese Singaporean, led the world's largest fleet under the commission of Chinese Emperor Yongle, embarking on 7 commercial voyages to the West. This extensive fleet also visited ports such as Chittagong, the Philippines, Sri Lanka, Cochin, the Maldives, Mecca, Mogadishu, and Mombasa. In ancient times, trade delegations utilized caravanseries to facilitate commerce across vast regions. Commercial couriers rode for hours until their horses tired, then exchanged them for fresh horses at stables along the route, enabling continuous high-speed travel from one distant location to another. Caravanseries embody the rich and diverse history of trade, a fundamental human activity that has profoundly influenced history, culture, and economic development for millennia. Traders in remote markets often use traditional selling methods passed down for centuries. Despite sales' remarkable history, comprehensive documentation of early selling practices is scarce, while marketing enjoys extensive historical tracking. Few academics have delved into sales or attempted to comprehend them, and academia, akin to many purchasing organizations, harbors an anti-sales bias. Presently, over 150 academic journals focus on marketing, yet only 2 delve into sales techniques: the Journal of Sales and Marketing Management and the Journal of Personal Selling and Sales Management. To explore ancient sales practices, one can observe merchants and traders in remote, lesser-known marketplaces still active in ancient countries like Syria. This endeavor can shed light on their market vulnerabilities. These marketplaces aren't tourist traps. They remain largely unaffected, and their merchants have been selling their goods in much the same way for centuries. Observing them provides insight into ancient sales traditions and exposes their market vulnerabilities. A modern Aleppo trader relies on ancient bartering methods. Aleppo, Syria, boasts a rich history as one of the oldest continually inhabited urban centers globally. For over a millennium, Aleppo served as a vital protector of its segment of the Silk Road. Author Philip Squire observed traditional sales techniques in action in the expansive souk of Aleppo, a centuries-old marketplace. In 2011, before the onset of Syria's civil war, Squire and his wife, an expert in Islamic textiles, encountered Muhammad, a traditional Syrian merchant. Upon entering his small shop specializing in fine Syrian textiles, Muhammad warmly served them mint tea. When the squires expressed interest in hammam towels, Muhammad suggested showing them some special items he kept locked away. Impressed, they inquired about the price of exquisite hand-woven fringed towels. After discovering the price, they left to search for similar towels at a better rate, but returned the following day unsuccessfully. Muhammad welcomed them with tea again, as they indicated they might purchase the towels if he reduced the price. He then proposed showing them other items in his shop. Silk purchase in Aleppo. Mrs. Squire, renowned for her textile knowledge, accompanied by Muhammad, expressed disinterest in purchasing, merely intending to view his collection. Enthralled by a double bed-size silk thread embroidery, she recognized the artisan's dedication, drawing from Aleppo's rich weaving heritage. Despite Muhammad's persistent offers of more tea and various price reductions, Mrs. Squire initially declined to buy, proposing £400 for the fabric, towels, and cushions. Muhammad, reacting dramatically, gradually lowered his asking price, finally settling on £400 for the fabric alone. Believing she'd secured a fantastic deal, Mrs. Squire departed, only to hear Muhammad whisper, "I got you," Muhammad's vintage sales tactics in modern context. Muhammad's sales approach, blending tradition with adaptability, offers valuable insights for contemporary salespeople. His method, comprising two crucial steps, capturing the prospect's interest and establishing bottom-line value, stands as a testament to his expertise. Employing humor, rapport building, and a keen understanding of psychology, Muhammad tailored his pitch to Mrs. Squire, the key decision maker. He deftly navigated interruptions and guided negotiations to a profitable close. In essence, Muhammad's strategy showcases timeless principles of salesmanship, personalized engagement, strategic negotiation, and unwavering adaptability. These remain essential in today's competitive sales landscape. Sales are from trading goods or services instead of money. The earliest form of selling stemmed from ancient bartering, where parties negotiated to reach a mutually acceptable value, necessitating knowledge, adaptability, and compromise. Techniques employed by Muhammad and other merchants in Aleppo's souks trace back to these practices. Selling has evolved over centuries, adapting to changing market dynamics while retaining core principles of negotiation and compromise. Sales progressed through the industrial era, the knowledge era, and the post-knowledge era. London Business School professor Julian Birkinshaw has extensively studied corporate competitive advantages, including changes in selling since the late 1800s. He identifies three distinct periods: the industrial era, late 19th century to the 1960s, the knowledge era, 1960s-2010, and the post-knowledge era, 2010 to the present and beyond. Birkinshaw explores the reasons why selling approaches that were effective in one era became less so in the next. Each era had its own paradigm. 1. The industrial era saw mass manufacturing thrive, but at the cost of devaluing workers who were seen as replaceable. During this time, sellers held the power, and salespeople easily highlighted the advantages of their products. 2. In the knowledge era, worker value surged based on their expertise, while salespeople lost control to buyers who had access to abundant information. 3. Today's sales framework revolves around beliefs and values, introducing adhocracy, emphasizing agility, flexibility, and adaptability, and democracy, focusing on emotional connections with brands. In this post-knowledge era, buyers and sellers collaborate to address commercial challenges, shifting away from buyer-dominated sales processes. Customers prefer purchasing from companies aligning with their values and salespeople. Today's customers increasingly value the ethical principles upheld by salespeople and the transparent demonstration of these values by the companies they represent. Clients now expect salespeople to embody these values, ensuring simplicity in communication while maintaining clarity and honesty. 1. Authenticity. Achieving success in sales increasingly relies on salespeople being sincere. When salespeople are genuine, they emphasize their uniqueness and creativity, moving away from traditional sales scripts. Today's customers are skeptical of scripted sales pitches. Instead, they value the genuine qualities of salespeople. 2. Customer-centric approach. Salespeople must demonstrate a genuine interest in their customers, understanding their concerns and requirements. Modern sales professionals must hone their skills as attentive listeners, focusing on fulfilling customer needs. 3. Innovative thinking. Customer expectations have evolved, demanding more from salespeople than ever before. Sales professionals are now expected to offer proactive, strategic insights that drive their clients' businesses forward. They need to present innovative ideas that enhance their customers' standing within their organizations. 4. Strategic audacity. Salespeople must exhibit a blend of boldness and intelligence. Being bold without strategic foresight can lead to pitfalls. Sales professionals can utilize their original ideas to foster connections with customers. However, caution is warranted, as sharing unsolicited, significant ideas without a concrete sales prospect can inadvertently benefit competitors. Cell evolves continuously across centuries, with ongoing transformation. Forecasting the future of selling requires careful attention to context. To anticipate forthcoming changes, consider 1. New trends in improving customer satisfaction and interaction are emerging. Companies' stances on significant issues like climate change, diversity, and business ethics will influence their sales performance. The professionalism, ethical standards, and conduct of their sales staff will become increasingly crucial. 2. Future of capitalism. The growing wealth disparity and weakening social contract pose threats to the long-term sustainability of capitalism. The traditional focus on short-term gains and quarterly results adds undue pressure on salespeople, hindering productive outcomes. 3. The capitalization of sales relationships where value and values intersect. Sales professionals must assess whether customer loyalty aligns with their company's core values and priorities. They should ask purpose-driven questions regarding why, what, and how they sell, considerations that also concern financial executives. The increased emphasis on salespeople's professionalism is enhancing the quality of sales education. More and more, salespeople view lifelong learning as an essential component of their work. Key points. 1. Traditional sales practices persist in modern markets, offering insights for contemporary salespeople. 2. Sales evolution spans from bartering to modern-day strategic partnerships. 3. Understanding historical sales eras aids in predicting future sales trends. 4. Authenticity, customer centricity, and innovation define successful modern sales approaches. 5. Future sales success intertwines with societal values and ethical conduct. 6. Sales professionals prioritize continuous learning to adapt to evolving market dynamics. 7. Capitalism's future relies on salespeople balancing short-term gains with long-term sustainability.